marching season approaches next week. One Ulster man who's worked in Dublin for many years returned here on the 12th of July last year, and he wasn't impressed with what he found. Michael Woolsley wrote about his experience in the Belfast Telegraph this week. He's on the line now. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The Loyalist community worker, Jim Wilson, is with us too. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning, and the councillor and Orange man, Jim Rogers. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
With two, Jim, you will become James Rogers for the day, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
We can distinguish between you and Jim Wilson. Michael Woolsley, what did you find?
Well, I found a change. I came up from Dublin. I had forgotten, actually, it was the 12th. I got off the Trailer Central Station, changed onto a branch line, which was a train packed with people going to see the parade. And I found I was in a kind of mobile off-licence. There was bottles of drink and cans of drink and people drinking. The whole place smelled like a brewery. And later on, as the parades went on, I stood and watched the parade. For the first time in years, actually, I stood and watched the parade in the Lisburn Road and so on. And I got to say now, in fairness, it was a pleasant atmosphere. Everyone was very pleasant. But the amount of drinking was just phenomenal. Drink was being passed around. Drink was stacked up beside lampposts. There was a supermarket down on the Dublin Road, and it had divided its room into two queues, one to serve alcohol and one that didn't. And in the one that didn't, there were three people, two of them were Chinese, actually. And in the rest, it stretched right around the shop. The shelves were being restacked and emptied again in minutes. And I just thought, it seems an incredible thing. This are people turning out to watch an Orange parade. The Orange Order used to be noted as an advocate of temperance. There still are temperance lodges. And I'm not passing any judgment on it, but it just seemed to me an incredible amount of drinking for that particular event.
Yeah, you're not really shocked. People drink on the 12th, Michael.
I'm not at all shocked that people drink on the 12th, but I must say I was shocked about the amount of it, and I think it's just indicative of a change in our society. It's not the 12th alone by any means. It's a change from a society which used to rather frown on drinking.
Jim Wilson?
Well, I don't disagree from the perspective where he's saying that it's cultural change, and there's been a lot of changes over the years. We've seen, you know, we'll see this in Poppy Day debacle over in the Armour Road and the stuff like that.
The question is, why is it tolerated, Jim?
Well, Stephen, you know, go around the world and look at carnivals and look at a lot of things that happen around the world. Youth nowadays are into this drinking culture, and, you know, it's very, very hard to move away from it. People want to celebrate, and then sometimes the only way that they can celebrate is to get a lot of beers and forget about everything else and life that's going on. And, you know, not making excuses for people, but this is just a fact of life now, the way it is. You know, people have a lot of problems, social and economic, and people with no jobs, and they go and they get the easiest way to forget about things.
Come on, Jim, even in the good times, even 4 or 5 years ago, you know, drinking is part of the 12th. Whether it's good or bad times. I drove past you. I'll tell you what, you don't know this. See, the other night, I was driving up the Newton Arch Road, and you don't know this. I drove past you, and there was some type of gig on a couple of nights ago, wasn't there? It was the Sun Parade, wasn't it?
I mean, a drink or anything, like, you know. But,
yeah, it was the Sun, but I drove up.
That's like yourself with the money you have, you know, you're a bit tight with it, you know.
I drove up the Newton Arch Road, right? And you've people out, seriously, and I just looked, and you know, I didn't form an opinion, but I made this observation. You had families out on the Newton Arch Road. Fantastic, right? Community spirit. But at the end of the day, 6 and 7 and 8 year olds were watching, and they were seeing, you know, what looked to me like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds right up the age range and beyond, standing there with bottles of beer in their hand.
Stephen,
now is that acceptable?
No, Stephen, look, let's look at it all in perspective. I've seen two young kids, younger than my 14-year-old granddaughter, younger than her, blocked, totally out of it. And I said to the wife, look at that. Now, we have been trying with the PSNI, the Orange Order, and other community groups in East Belfast on that parade to try and get a drink sort of barn from the off license selling them.
Can I just interrupt you one second, Jim? Let me just interrupt you, because the police are advising motorists to avoid the Shimna Road in Newcastle because of flooding. The Lidl store is also experiencing flooding. Obviously, if you're in the Newcastle area and you're listening to the programme this morning, maybe you can pick up the phone to us, 08459 555 678, and just give us a sense of what's happening in Newcastle this morning. There are reports of some floods. Police advising motorists to avoid the Shimna Road in Newcastle because of that flooding. Go ahead, Jim.
What I'm saying, Stephen, over the last, you know, about 4 to 5 years ago, and East Belfast, the Orange Order, the police, community workers, all seen the experience that was happening with young kids, and it was getting younger and younger. And as I'm saying to you, I actually seen two kids and an older than 13 years of age, young girls, and it's not good because things could happen to them kids later on that day, you know, with young lads on about. And this is why we have a very high pregnancy rate and all this in Belfast and Northern Ireland. But realistically, you know, along with the celebrations come, right? You know, with yourself and I don't know your background, but I do know you were a young Protestant kid. And whenever I came up to the 11th and 12th, I went out, I had a few drinks, and I enjoyed myself. And I probably didn't get the state that you see some of the kids now. But if you look at, take away the event, take away some
public
day.
I wouldn't have stood beside my mother or father drinking. They would have killed me.
And look at the state, and look at the state of some of the kids coming now out of some of the places in town, and they can't walk. Some of them can't walk.
But you know, how are they getting home at night, Jim?
They fall into taxis and they fall into...
Yeah, but I'm talking about underage drinkers here. When they go in and their parents are there, what are their parents saying? Like, you know, okay, yeah, you ask about me. So when I was 15 or 16, you know, I tried to sneak a drink, you know, if you were out, whatever, and you could get access to it. But I'll tell you what, you were sucking Pola mints and you were eating spearmint chewing gum and you were trying to sneak past your mum and dad and go straight up to bed without them knowing.
Well, in society nowadays, some of their mothers and fathers, and this isn't being critical of all parents, and because I know a lot of parents, and I've went through a lot of things with parents in East Belfast here where they've been doing all sorts of things to try and contain their children out there, and it's very, very hard when you have adolescent children who want to do what they want to do, and they feel that, you know, they want to do that, and maybe, and mostly with single parents, it's very, very difficult.
Okay. Jim Rogers?
Well, let's face facts. Drinking is a problem throughout the world. It's not just in Northern Ireland, and it's not just during the Orange celebrations. Far from it. I've been at many sporting events in many parts of the British Isles, including the south of Ireland, and I've discovered people walking along the street with their beer cans, some with their bottles, and letting people down very, very badly. And it's something that we need to address now. I'm speaking in a personal capacity. I'm not speaking on behalf of the Orange Order.
Yeah, but you know what addressing it means, Jim? Addressing it means that if you're on the ground, that you're doing something about it.
Absolutely. And the Orange Order are doing a tremendous amount. Over the last few years in Belfast through Orange Fest, and they want to make this a festival of commemoration to welcome everybody, regardless of their religion, colour, class or creed. They have worked with the police and Belfast City Council to try and stop the Blue Bag Brigade. And last year there was less drinking on the streets than ever before. And you'll see the police, you'll see the City Council staff actually stopping people and taking the cans and taking the bottles off them and putting them into the bins. Now that's a positive thing.
Okay.
And the Orange Order, I know for a fact, the Orange Order don't want to see people out watching their parades and they're intoxicated. That's the last thing.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If you listen to the health experts, they will tell you about the number of people who have now become compulsive drinkers as well as being diagnosed, unfortunately, as alcoholics.
All right.
And we need to work harder to try and stop this drinking culture.
Jim, thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you. Jim Wilson, thank you. Michael Woolsey, thank you.